Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Thai Casting Limited H1 FY25 conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalawade from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Thai Casting Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Anandan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ramakrishnan, Whole-time Director, Ms. Shivani, Whole-time Director. Now I hand over the call to Ms. Shivani. Over to you, ma'am.
Welcome to Thai Casting Limited H1 FY25 earnings conference call. It is my pleasure to connect with you all of today to share an update on our company's performance, achievements, and strategic initiatives. We are grateful for your continued trust and interest in our journey of excellence and innovation. Established in 2011, Thai Casting Limited has grown to become a distinguished name in the automotive ancillary sector. Our specialization in high-pressure die casting, precision machining of ferrous and non-ferrous materials, and advanced processes like induction heating and quenching set us apart. Our capabilities are further complemented by a commitment to quality, as evidenced by our certifications, including the ISO/IATF 16949:2016 and the prestigious MSIL Green certification from Maruti Suzuki in 2021 for sustainable manufacturing practices. We take pride in our diverse product portfolio, which caters to varied needs of esteemed clients, primarily global automotive OEMs. From engine mounting support brackets to battery enclosures for electric vehicles, our products demonstrate versatility, precision, and adherence to stringent quality standards. Beyond the automotive sector, our growing focus is on renewable energy markets, such as wind energy components, highlights our strategic diversification. We continue to enhance the technological capabilities through advanced processes like gas nitrating and gear shaping. Setting industry benchmarks in precision engineering, gas nitrating, a thermochemical surface treatment, strengthens critical components such as windmill gearboxes by creating a hard, wear-resistant layer that resists wear, corrosion, and fatigue. This process is supported by a SCADA system for real-time monitoring, integrated alarm systems for safety, and high-end digital flow meters, combined with ammonia cracker for uniform quality. With one of India's largest gas nitrating furnaces capable of handling up to 13 tons per batch, we ensure unmatched efficiency and productivity for large-scale projects. Complementing this, the company's upcoming gear shaping capability, which leverages state-of-the-art CNC technology and one of India's largest grease and gear shaping machines to manufacture high-precision gears. This addition, set for 2025, positions to meet the growing demands for gears in sectors like electric vehicles, wind energy, and robotics, further solidifying our key position in delivering high-quality, industry-specific solutions. In H1 FY25, we achieved notable milestones. We successfully maintained a strong order book of 386.83 crores with an execution timeline spanning the next 60-80 months, and secured key certifications that strengthened our quality assurance and aligned with global benchmarks. We continued investments in cutting-edge technologies, including the SCADA system and one of India's largest gas nitrating furnaces, which enhance our manufacturing precision and efficiency. I'm delighted to present our financial performance for H1 FY25, which underscores the resilience of our business model and operational excellence. On a consolidated basis, we achieved a total income of 54.33 crores, reflecting a steady growth, an EBITDA of 14.50 crores with a strong EBITDA margin of 26.69%, demonstrating cost management and productivity gains. Net profit of 5.37 crores, translating to a net profit margin of 9.89% with an EPS of 2.15. On a standalone basis, our performance was equally commendable with a total income of 48.76 crores, EBITDA of 12.53 crores, and net profit of 5.37 crores, and a net profit margin of 11.01%. As we look ahead, we are focused on driving growth through expanding our market footprint by leveraging the rising demand for electric vehicles and renewable energy solutions, enhancing operational efficiencies with Industry 4.0 technologies, enabling us to remain agile and competitive in dynamic markets, strengthening client relationships by delivering innovative, high-quality products and adhering to best-in-class manufacturing practices, diversifying our offerings with a particular emphasis on sub-assemblies and energy-sufficient components. The automotive industry's ongoing shift towards electric and sustainable mobility aligns perfectly with our long-term vision. With our strong infrastructure, strong client relationships, and emphasis on innovation, we are well positioned to capitalize on these emerging opportunities. In conclusion, we remain committed to creating value for all our stakeholders through sustainable practices, operational excellence, and customer-centric solutions. We thank you for your trust and support and look forward to discussing our positions during the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Ajay Sharma from JC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
So my first question is, are there any plans to explore automation or robotics use further in your production process?
Good evening, sir. This is Anand, die-casting MD. Already we are implementing the robotics in the die-casting system. So this year we have purchased a new CapEx. So that is a slightly delay in production also. Majorly we have implemented robotics, sir, in that machine. And next year also, we are planning a lot of implementation, at least 30-40% of robotic implementation to reduce the manpower.
Okay, sir. So my next question is, how are you positioning yourself to gain market share in the EV components industry?
Yes, earlier I told this, already we are in the common parts in the cars, like steering wheel, steering pinion housing, mirror parts, suspension parts. Most of the nearly 75-80% is common parts. Any energy, EV or IC vehicles, its our parts will be there.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Murali, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you and congratulations for very good results in the H1. Sir, can you please explain about what percentage of revenue this gas nitrating business is going to contribute in H2 and what we are expecting from that?
Gas nitrating is purely a service job, labor charges. In the revenue okay. part, it will not be there. There is a profitability. Yes. It is a service
okay,
job.
Okay.
Customer will okay, be supplying okay. the material. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. And the other question is like, can we expect, like what, can you give any revenue guidance for H2? Like what can we expect compared to the previous H2 financial year?
Because of due to delay in installation slightly 1.5-2 months. So still okay. we are trying to closing around 130 this year, sir. 125 okay. to 130 close,
yeah. So this is for the entire financial year. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronil Dalal from Fincom Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my questions. So I just wanted to clarify on the previous participant's question. You said that despite a delay of 1 or 2 months, you're still on track to meet 125 to 130. For the year, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Sure.
That's correct.
The second, sure. And just continuing on the same question, so your margin guidance was in the range of 27 to 30%, and for H1, we've seen around 25%. So does that mean that for the year, they're going to be below 27%, or you think we can catch up in the second half?
No, we can catch up. We'll be maintained, or we can catch up a little bit higher also. Yeah.
So, sir, if you maintain, it will be in the range of 25, and catch up, you mean, would it be closer to 27 or 30?
Yeah, 26, something like that.
Sure. And the next question is that, you know, like, are there, like, maybe two or three reasons as to, you know, how come our margin guidance was 27%-30%, but we're closer to 25% for the first half? Is it, like, because of some order delay, some cost escalation, any other kind of factors that may contribute for the same?
It is just delay in the implementation, sir, because some of the equipment, the first question which I told was, earlier we thought of going with the traditional method. Now we have converted everything to be in the robotics in the initial itself. So further to this, we have ordered some of the robotics items from German that is slightly got delayed in the implementation.
So to clarify that it's not because of any customer order delay, it's because that
No. Yeah, new capacity implementation startup. Yeah.
Sure, because some machinery has been delayed, and that is the reason that they are somewhat little bit 1 or 2 months behind that. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir. Correct. Exactly, nearly 2 months, sir.
Sure. The next I wanted to ask is that, you know, are you facing any headwinds in your operation? Because we are hearing that there is large inventory buildup for the CV and passenger vehicle players at the dealer's end. So because of that, are you facing any delays from your customers? Any sort of indication
of
the same?
Lot of new products and new variety of combination of materials and lot of new products, sir. So everything sampling and then batch quantities and lot of inventory script, that's what. The phase manner, all the developments are completed, it will slowly come down.
So are you confirming that there is no kind of visibility of any delays from your customers?
No.
Especially your
No.
three or four top large customers, the order pipeline remains the same or any kind of response you're getting from them?
Existing customer pipeline remains same, sir.
Sir, including the top three, four customers?
Yes, sir.
Sure. And the last question I had, if I can squeeze in, you know, the current status for the gas nitriding and wind energy in terms of your CapEx plans, and utilization, maybe for gas nitriding, if you can just throw some light on the same, and if you have decided any plan for funding, whether it's-
Entire wind energy, initially we started gas nitriding. Gas nitriding, first we have put one furnace, that is 100% through by customer, and start of production also from last month it is happening. And this month onwards, continuous production is going on. They gave a clearance for second furnace earlier. Now, this month they gave a clearance for almost third furnace also. We are implementing second furnace end of March. Third furnace we are targeting something around August and September, sir, in the nitriding. Apart from this, other product of hollow shaft and planetary carrier, as original plan, next year end, after September only, the installation will get complete, sir. All are European machines in the various countries, so we are targeting on September SOP and sampling are September or October.
For wind energy?
Wind only I'm talking.
Okay. And so what would be the contribution for that for this year? Because it will be implemented towards the end.
No, contribution for this year, sir, through the new investment. It will be, machine will come only by September, sir. August, September.
Oh.
All long lead time machine delivery. 15 months, 16 months delivery time.
Okay, wow. Okay, sure. Okay, thank you so much for answering the questions. Wish you all the best for the coming half.
Thank you.
And sorry, one last. I just recollected that, sir, the investor presentation, I was not able to find it this time. I mean, have you, has it not been uploaded?
Sir, Kiran, sir? It is uploaded, no?
The investor presentation has been uploaded.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Crane, sir.
Maybe it's...
From crane, somebody can tell that it is uploaded, no?
Hello.
Satya?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Satya.
Hello.
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 Yeah. Yeah, I can hear.
Yes, sir. Please tell.
It is uploaded.
No, no. Press release after this one. I will upload after the meeting.
Okay.
Sure, sir.
Sir,
yeah.
I think
already I discussed with Ganesh also in this regard.
Sir, one request. I mean, without the investor presentation, you know, the means we need the investor presentation before the call, not after. The call.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sir, sir is telling it has to be uploaded before the call.
Okay.
Not after the call.
Okay. He did not intimidate me. Okay, I'll discuss with him and I'll do it.
Yeah. Okay. Wait immediately.
Yeah.
We'll take this input, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rachna Sharma from HNI. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yeah, yes.
So thank you so much for providing me this opportunity. My first question is, what are the key growth drivers in the renewable energy component segment, specifically for wind energy?
Come again? Wind energy?
Yeah. What are the key growth drivers in the renewable energy component segment, specifically for wind energy?
What type of components you are asking, yeah?
Yeah.
It is all the parts going to the main gearbox, not in the blade side. The main gearbox, bigger parts is there, no? Main gearbox, and mainly the customers are end customers, GE, Vestas, and Nordex, and Suzlon. We supply through Flender. Our OE customer is Flender. They are the next to ZF, largest wind gearbox manufacturer in the world. They have a plant in Chennai. So, mainly we are focusing to Flender. And we approved by all the OEM also, GE and Vestas.
Okay, okay, sir. And so my next question is, are there geographic markets or customer segments you are prioritizing for growth?
At present, we are not advising for any marketing purpose. Mostly automobile segment, we do major supplies to Hyundai and Maruti. Recently, we added Maruti from 2 years before, 2-3 years before. Earlier, only Hyundai. So small cater to all other OEMs. Like Leyland recently entered, Tata also we are entering, Mahindra also we are entering, all the pickup vehicles. Car segment, and also we are doing small parts for Toyota and Mahindra Bolero vehicles, recent new model vehicles. Also.
Okay, sir. And so my last question is, what percentage of revenue currently comes from exports and how do you plan to grow your international footprint?
Madam, at present we don't do export of any part from our company. My all customers have presence in globally, many countries. Already we have discussed many customers and we visited also, they also audited. We are planning to only do from next year onwards only the export business.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Priya Jain from Green Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. So my question is, yes. So my question is, can you provide insights into the working capital days for H1 FY25?
It's around 85 to 90 days overall at any time. Sometimes slightly different 5 days.
Okay, my next question is, how do you plan to manage the working capital requirements for the substantial, like 386 CR order book?
See, we want to go for a working capital enhancement, number one. Number two is, once the development things are over, we'll be slowly coming down with the inventory also.
Okay.
All the regular questions.
Okay. I have one more question. Okay. So what are the company's revenue and profitability targets for FY26, especially in the context of the growing EV and renewable energy sectors?
This year, as I told, will not reduce less than 25-26. We'll try to maintain the EBITDA for FY26 S2, S1, S2 cumulatively.
That's great. So good to hear. All the best. And that's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankur Gulati from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Ankur, your line has been unmuted.
Yeah, hi. Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Okay. Hi, sir. Good evening. Any specific reason for working capital to go up? And there's hardly any cash left in the company. So is it because of more trial orders being delivered this?
See, lot of developments, more trials, all the development activities and trials and the initial batches. We didn't enhance our working capital so far, sir, from last one.
So, sir, if you can give us some color, that how much of working capital in terms of inventory or receivable is stuck in all these development orders?
In terms of working capital in that inventory?
Yeah, see, if I look at your... Hello?
Yes, sir.
If I look at your receivables, they have gone from 12 crores to... 25 crores, right? So that's 15 crore increase in receivable.
In the...
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so there is 15 crore increase in receivable, whereas your revenue has grown only by what? 5 crores. So why such a steep increase in receivables when revenue hasn't grown?
Regular receivables will be the regular term, sir. When the development receivables will take time. When the PPAP approval comes only, the payment will get collected, sir.
So out of 25 crores of receivables, how much is development?
Development will be around 5-6 crores will be there, sir. Entire thing, once the PPAP approval only will come to the... And lot of supplies will be on the initial batches, supplies, everything. Then once people are over only, the payment cycle will get started.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine, sir. So even if I remove 5 crores from 25 crore receivable...
Other supplies also is there, sir. Initial supplies are there. Like minimum batch quantity, everything. The initial payment will not get started. Once production started, regular payment also will get started.
Yes. So let me rephrase. You guys did 53 crores in first half with a receivable of 25 crores. If you have to do 130 crore for the full year, will the receivables increase in the same proportion?
Yes, sir. We'll definitely come to 125, sir.
No, sir. 125 revenue if you do, what kind of receivables do you expect that you will have by the end of financial year? Will this 25 crores go up to 30, 35 crores or it will stay close to 25 crores?
No, it's close to 25 to 30 maximum.
And how much working capital limit will you plan to draw down in the next 6 months to achieve your 130 crore target?
Just yesterday only we discussed with our bankers. We are submitting. Initially I requested only 5 crores extra. Then later on, after this year completion, we'll review and we'll come back to you and we'll discuss. They're ready to fund, but we restricted only with 5 crores. We need to submit the papers,
So your total debt is roughly 62 crores, which most likely you're saying will increase by another 5-6 crores, right? By end of the year.
By adding this, we need some more capex also. Any new project comes, is all the captive investments. Any project comes, we'll be requiring minimum requirements of EMC machineries and any additional fixtures and the leakage machines, washing machines like that. Those investments will be keep coming, sir.
So, again...
We'll have additional margin also in that,
Okay, so does that mean your debt by end of financial year 25 will be close to 75-80 crores?
it will add in the machineries alone maybe another 8-9 crores.
Okay, so let's say 10 crores to round off and 5 crores of receivables, right? So 15 crores of extra debt. You're sitting on 62, so you will end up roughly with 77 or if I round it up to 80 crores.
Yes, sir. It will for next 5 years business revenue, we are investing.
So this, okay, so after this 80 crore that you're saying, the machinery will be adequate for next 5 years?
No, the business for the machinery will be minimum 5 years, the commitment from the customer.
Understood. And what kind of asset turnover do you typically look for incremental capex when you're putting this 10 crore capex?
The next year, that is what I said, from minimum 190, we are targeting 200.
With the same 25%, 27% margin profile.
Yeah, then subsequently any existing business it is there, then again the new development will come, the revenue will come for next year only. For that we need to go for an investment. Last year also we made some investment, the revenues are starting from this year. Mm-hmm. So like that for future investment will increase. For the doing this turnover will not require.
For 190 you don't require, but after 190 you
require. Yes. Yeah, we need to keep upgrade our business to new business model. That time we need a new machinery, new facility, additional capex. And the die casting will not be required. And the secondary process will be keep requiring for every business. Every part number will require a secondary process, different operations.
So, how much do you invest, let's say, for going up to 190?
That is depends on the what type of part we are getting. See. Yeah. Once for the application of washing machine, totally different. We need a 1.4 crores machine for a secondary operation, which is only available in Turkey. So we are ordering now. The business will start cater from next year, June, July. Even still, I have not booked that in the books. We have almost discussion finalized, yet waiting for a purchase. Like this, it varies from part to part.
Okay, understood.
You visit us, you will understand better.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Raj from Samdharya. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to ask you that you recently mentioned about the robotics part in the opening remarks. So, what will be the contribution of that in current year or maybe in the year coming out?
And which one, sir? On which one?
The robotics part you mentioned, right? The capex being done.
The robotics, it is only value addition, sir. To reduce the manpower, it's not more revenue.
Mm-hmm.
We are avoiding manpower and then implementing robots.
Okay, so more of like an assembly line that you are trying to do. Integrating some parts here and there.
Yes, sir, yes.
And the wind part you said, that the capex for that will be done in the next September, right? As you mentioned.
Ah, yes, sir. That is totally different. Next September only.
So, the revenue from that we can see in H2 next year, not before that.
H2 next year will not come, very, very minor, sir, because implementation, getting approval from the OEs will go another 2-3 months. Effectively, we get from subsequent year H1.
Okay, all right. And this gas marketing part that you are saying, it's currently contributing to the revenue?
Sir, that is started, sir. Started revenue.
So,
last month, middle onwards started. This month onwards, continuous production is going.
And what share of percentage revenue does the gas marketing part to
come? It is annual, monthly around 9 crores per day, all three furnaces.
Okay, annual 9. Okay.
It is service job.
Only service job. And this includes the furnace 2 that we are going to launch in March.
Yeah, second furnace.
Okay. Okay, yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
The next question is from the line of Jignesh Wadia from Jiva Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir, can you throw some light on the margins which were around 29-30% operating margins, which has come to around 25%. So, which are the major factors for degrowth in margin?
Sir, we were doing the other parts other than die-casting automobile parts. So, when we are increasing the automobile parts revenue, subsequently the non-automotive parts, the same percentage were not able to increase the volumes.
You mean to say non-automotive parts have lower margins?
Higher margins. So automotive only my revenues is getting increased.
Okay.
So the same percentage of revenue is not increased in the non-automotive also. The same percentage increase we can maintain the same.
Right. But I think going forward...
We are talking 40-60, no? That is what I am telling. I could able to manage with the 25-26.
Okay. Because major orders that you have got are from automotive segment, which has a lower margin, right?
Correct.
But still, we will be able to maintain.
Okay.
And the other aspect was. The wind business, which you told will machines will come in September next year.
Yeah.
And the revenue will come next after that, FY 27.
Yeah.
So there was a lack of clarity whether it will be service business or entire revenue will be come under us. So has then been finalized?
No, sir. December, as I told earlier, it will be December or February, it will be finalized. One part number compulsory, it is not possible to with material, only service industry. The another part number, it is possible by us with material that we are discussing with the customer. Once the local Indian source only we are identifying. Once we get the source, that will be concluded.
Okay, and that business
till the source we are getting, it will be as a service industry for both the parts.
That business will have higher margin than our current business.
Better than automotive.
Okay, better than automotive, but not like non-automotive has the highest.
No, margin. All are more or less same only.
Okay. So, and that you expect to only start after March 2025, after you get all the clearances from OEMs.
Wind business?
Yes.
26, sir.
Yeah, okay, March 25th. Correct.
Yeah, machinist will come on September.
Okay. And sir, earlier you told that you were doing around 9 to 10 kgs of business in auto. So, and that you are planning to expand. So, what is the current parts that we are doing in auto segment in weights?
Now we are started doing up to 6 kg parts.
Okay. And we are planning to scale it up to 9 kgs?
Yeah, 9 kg part also will come, but we are not specifically looking on the weight basis. We are on the tonnage, what we have machine, that capacity we are looking, sir.
Okay. And sir, we have also about given announcement about the orders of 150 crores.
Yeah.
154 crores. So this was the order that we were awaiting, right? In October, November. Which has come.
Yes, sir. In the pipeline also, few business are available. We are waiting for the purchase order, convert to purchase order, then we'll announce it.
Okay. But the size would not be like more than 150 crores? All the other would be smaller one?
Maybe half than 30-40% lesser than that. We are concluding, sir. We are almost sign off the LOI. We are getting the waiting for the purchase orders.
Right. And all these orders have to be executed in next 3 to 5 years.
No, no, sir. From the date of start of production up to 5 years.
Yes. Up to 5 years.
Okay. Even now, whatever last year we were getting, that's all for 26 model launching also we were getting. Now we started getting orders for 27 launching model also.
Right. Okay. So as and when the model launch date comes, you will start supplying.
Yes, correct. So develop, by the time we'll complete development, validations, the pilot batches, approval process, everything will take more than 1 year.
Okay. So in such kind of orders, what is our working capital since the model production started? So once you supply the parts, so what is the entire cash cycle that you are doing currently?
For developments, precise cannot tell, sir. It vary from customer to customer, part to part.
No, not for development. Cycle, for which?
Regular is 90 days, sir. Around 90 days.
Okay. Understood. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Pradyumna Singhania from Rashi Fincorp. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on your good results. Our question was regarding your large orders. So we just wanted to know what the update was. You had secured an order of 220 crores in Feb. So what is the update on that? Yeah, and how
have
you executed of that?
Whatever this year we are enhancing from above 90 crores, all this from 220 only, sir. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Sir, I can hear you, sir. Sir?
Pradyumna sir, if you can please rejoin the queue.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you're audible. We'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Chirag Jain from Yogya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to know what are the overall current robotic levels at the current plant that we have and what have been... that's the first part.
Sir, robotics... 5 machines we have done robotics, sir. 5 activities. Rest everything same previous level. Only once this completed all satisfactory, we can go for another machines also. In the machine shop side, only one we are implemented now. The trial run is going on. Once that is completed, that also will increase.
So what would be it in the current percentage terms?
Very minimal. In the die casting side, we can say we have reached around 20-25%. But machine shop side, out of 80 numbers, only one machine we have tried.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, secondly, on the future robotic levels, so we are targeting to full automation or it would be 70-75%?
No, sir, all the machine full automation only are running, even die casting, machine shop also. We are working towards the avoid manpower interruption because we can get the more productivity. No T-time, no lunch time like that we are working.
Okay. So last question on the PV segment. Are we seeing any being affected by any slowdown on the personal vehicle segment side?
No, sir. Normally, market and ours is different, sir. Manufacturing line will never stop, sir. They will produce. Okay.
So we aren't seeing any slowdown in utilization level also?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Divya Agarwal from FICOM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question was about the order book. So, our 5 years order book ranges around 350 crores. So, how much of that would be for the next 12 months? Hello.
Next 12 months, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We worked out on year-on-year basis. Hello.
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we worked out on year-on-year basis. This year we can complete, as I told, around 125 something. And next year we can go easily to 190. We have an order book of around 200. 190 can be easily achievable because we have to raise entire facility.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Secondly, what would be the breakup of our auto versus non-auto as a percentage of revenue?
Sir, earlier we are in 80-20. We are working towards 60-40, sir.
So 60 auto, 40 non-auto.
Correct.
Okay. Also, like, I just wanted a clarification. You said 9 crores is for the gas magazine. So this is for all the 3 furnaces or just one furnace?
One furnace. No, all 3 furnaces.
All 3 furnaces. So once
I said one furnace, 90 lakhs per month. Sorry.
9? What?
Yeah.
90 lakhs per month from one furnace.
Per month. Yeah. 33 furnaces. 30 lakhs per furnace.
Can you repeat this, sir?
Yeah.
90 lakhs per month from all the three
furnaces.
So 90 lakhs per month from 3 furnaces, right?
Correct.
Okay. Got it. Secondly, on the job design work, so how much of it is currently contributed in the H1 revenue?
Which one, sir?
Job design. I believe we have some revenue from job design.
Job design, we got around almost 10 crores per order, sir. Now we are executing almost nearly 50% we are executed. Balance work in process.
So this 10 crores is for what timeline?
In this year target, sir.
Achha, okay. So 10 crores is for FY25. Okay.
Yeah.
And regarding the 154 crore order book that we received, is it a domestic MNC or like a
passenger? All are domestic, sir. Maybe vehicles may be exported. Our all supplies are domestic.
Okay. So is this a passenger vehicle customer, commercial vehicle or what?
In that automotive, 95% passenger vehicle, sir.
Passenger vehicle, okay.
Yeah, we just recently entering to the
Okay, so just a clarification, we do not have any presence in two wheels, right?
No, sir, no.
Okay, do you plan to enter in anything in two wheels?
No plan, sir. This itself, we are getting a good support from the customer.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. All the best.
Thanks, sir.
The next question is from the line of Vishal Mehta from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Am I audible?
Hi, yes,
hello.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, sir. So, first of all, congratulations for such numbers. I had a few questions. So, but the first was that as we had said in our annual report also, that for 25-26, we are targeting a revenue of roughly 220 to 225 crores. So, are we on the same line of projection?
Yeah, because of this delay, these 2 months, that is what I just wanted to conservatively give 190 to 200. Yeah, same line.
Oh, yeah, same line. Okay. And the other thing, also it is a bit far-sighted, but for wind energy business, also the numbers will start coming from 26-27, not from next year, from subsequent year for the next year. So any numbers, if you can project for wind energy, that what numbers are we looking? Because you had already told that you are doing some capex of 70-75 crores for wind energy. So what actual
numbers,
from
numbers exactly we can get only end of December. First week of January I can declare, sir. Because the negotiations are under almost the job works are completed. So which material we are working with the customer, sir.
Got it. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arnav Bhattacharya, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. I wanted to know a few things about the business. I was going through this gas nitriding facility. So is that a different vertical altogether, or should I see this as an enhancement on top of your, you know, die casting, like the other parts that you are manufacturing, or is it a entirely different vertical? How do I see this? And I wanted to understand, like, in your presentations previously, which were shared, you had shared a split of 92% and 8% between die casting and induction heating and quenching. So is there, like, I wanted to understand these processes. Is there anything which has, what are the margins on each of these methods? If you can give me some color on that, sir. Thank you. I have one more question. I will come back on that.
Yeah, nitrating is entirely new vertical, so nothing related with existing our production lines. Hello?
Yeah. Can you tell me about... Yeah, so I wanted to know then how do I see, the margins in these three lines of operation, like die casting, induction heat quenching, and gas nitriding.
This all the machines having nitrating can be split separately, but other things have a machining also together. So cannot separate exactly what margin comes in this. Will be common machines will be used for that induction heated one also. The same which machine will be used for that other productions of aluminium machining products also. There is a mix in that. Profitably, it will be better than the casting.
Got it. One more question I wanted to ask. I think you in one of your earlier interviews with I think on the television while you are doing IPO, you had mentioned about that you are trying to upgrade the mold sizes of your cast. I think you were previously operating on 1 kg ones, and you were looking to enter into 8 kg molds. Is that correct? Have we already entered into that segment?
Yeah, already entered, sir. Now I told that already we started doing 6 kg parts, sir.
6 kg. And what are our ambitions at? Like, wanted to understand these machines you are buying. Are these you keep on saying that that in order to grow beyond this or to have higher revenues, you keep need to doing capex. I'm just trying to understand that capex is for what purpose? Is it just the same machines, or you're upgrading your machines and getting into more tougher operations and higher precision?
So new capex which is required for this, not for the same machine. The same machine which is producing the secondary operation only, then and there we may be requiring a new capex. Die casting, we are for the new order book, we are smaller tonnage machines already we decided only. Same die casting only going to implement. But rest everything, when you produce the die casting part, it's required a lot of machining process, secondary operations. That's part to part vary. Those investment only will be doing.
Yeah, but why are we, I'm just trying to understand the reason behind why you want to keep climbing up the ladder. And you do not want to build parallel lines. So why do we choose to, venture into higher molds? Is because you are trying to target better margins? Is that your view? Because we could also do the same, we could build two lines for 1 kg, but you are choosing to go from, let's say, 1 kg to 6 kg instead of building two 1 kg lines. So I'm just trying to understand the business reason behind that, sir.
No, it is totally different, sir. It is not possible if your line set up 8 lines, we can do 8 kg.
Hmm.
It is not like that. The machine capacity itself, if it is produced by maybe maximum of 1 kg, above that the machine cannot produce. If we need a 8 kg part to be produced, in the same machine only can do. We cannot produce in the number of machines.
Yeah, and you want to produce the 8 kg part. Yeah, so my question was, you want to produce the 8 kg part instead of the previously produced 1 kg part because of lucrative margins, or there is any other reason?
The terms, the kg terms, they were the question, so I explained like that. It is the machine not comes with that kg terms, sir. It comes with the tonnage part. Earlier, I was using a 350 canvas. The machine capacity maximum of 1 kg approximately can produce. Now, I am purchased 1,300 tons from 352. This machine capable of doing up to 8 to 9 kg parts.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. That will be on. Yeah, and also request you to share the, I want two things. Like, first of all, like the day you publish your results, sir, it would be very kind if you could also share the investor presentation on that day. And the another thing I wanted to request another thing, sir. If you could write your own assessment of how your company did that year on the same day of sharing. Like, these two things, like, I think a lot of companies are doing that, so I'm not asking. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but there are a lot of small companies that are doing that. These two will be very helpful.
We'll note it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you for your insights.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ankur Gulati from Genuity Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Ankur, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Sir, how are our orders priced? For example, if metal prices go down, our revenues will go down, or what is the impact of metal price movement on revenue?
Yeah, definitely revenue difference will be just when they go down, go up. It's not much, sir. Aluminium, steel, it will not fluctuate, not too much, sir. And year on year, we can easily assume. So, suddenly within a quarter, it will not get dropped, not get increased. Slight difference will be there.
So out of total cost of goods sold, what are the 3-4 top metals that you guys consume? And what is the percentage?
Maximum aluminium, sir.
Mostly aluminium.
Maximum aluminium, so very less steel, sir.
And the pricing is also
service industry.
So when you announce an order, let's say 150 crores, that factors in a certain aluminium price.
At present, what is the price aluminium, raw metal price? With that consideration only, customer, with the customer's purchase order price only, into volume, we announce the order.
Okay. So, actual revenue will move around with whatever aluminum price, right?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Varun Agarwal from Networthy Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to know what was the opening order book at the beginning of this year in April?
Sir, for last year we have completed around 90 crores, sir, but that was our fixed orders. But before completing itself, we got an order of around 220 crores, sir. It is not that today we get an order, tomorrow can execute, sir. We need to get
minimum 1.5. I'm not talking about execution, sir. When we started this year in April, what was the order book size?
220.
220. And now it is 382, no, sir?
Ah, yes.
Okay, out of this 382,
also,
sir,
out
of this 382, what is the split between auto and non-auto, sir? Approximate.
Whatever enhanced business declare only from auto, sir. Non-auto earlier was we are doing 20%, and the same 20-25% only will retain non-auto. But rest everything new, which is going to non-auto majorly for wind, which will be declared once I confirm purchase or received, maybe next year I can declare that, sir.
Okay, you mean to say in this year, first half, we did not receive
same 20%, from same 20%. So far declaration, same 20-80%.
Okay, so this first half also, we received non-auto orders.
First half, no, sir. So far, no. All the order book which we declared, all are automotive orders, sir.
Okay, so whatever was there in the opening, that itself continues from non-auto.
Correct, exactly.
Okay. Sir, you were saying there is a difference in margin between auto and non-auto. Approximately how much is the margin, sir?
Auto, non-auto?
Yeah, approximately.
Yeah, auto comparing non-auto, non-auto is a better margin.
Yeah, approximate how much is the difference, sir?
Percentage, I don't know, I can declare. It is better margin than automotive. Yeah.
So just 1 or 2% difference, or maybe 5% or more kind of a difference will be there.
Better than 1 or 2%.
Okay, any non-auto, what exactly are the products that we are doing, sir?
Non-auto, we are doing elevator, escalator parts, powertrain parts, sockets, instrumentation parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A gentle request to participants that you may limit your questions to 2 per participant, as there are several people waiting for their turn. The next question is from the line of Rishabh from Concordant Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Sir, can you give us a summary of your top 3 to 5 customers, and out of the total guidance of 130 crores, how much would be achieved from these customers? My next question would be, sir, in the next year you have given a guidance of around 200 to 220 crores. Again, these top 5 customers would contribute how much, and what are the possible ways where our net profit margins will improve from single digit to double digits?
Sir, top 5 customer was present. The same top 5 customer only will be played for the till next year, sir. It is not 220, 190 to 200 approximately. And same customer only, top 1 to 5, the variations will be there. This month will be other customer, the next month will be other customer. Top 5 will be the remaining same.
Sir, my question was, how much of the total revenue is from the top 5 customers? And because the top 5 customer is around
50-55%, sir.
Okay, so sir, we are saying that the top 5 customers contribute to 50-55% of the revenue. And sir, these top 5 customers, have they given any slowdown in the next year's forecast or the next coming 6 years forecast? And will it impact our business and our net profit margin?
Single digit to double digit, there is a slight gap, is there. Definitely that will convert into double digit, sir. So, yeah, subsequent year, that is not a... will not give any issue. The top 5 customers, as I told, the same top 5 customer will be there for next year also. The rest everything, there are a lot of customers are there. These fellows, all these customers are ups and downs will be there. They will not come into top 5 customers. They will not reduce their business. The revenue comes from all top 5 customers only, existing customer, new business.
So, sir, just to reiterate my question, how much will the business, because the top 5 customers, assuming that they have given a slowdown in the guidance of their revenue, will it impact our business in the single-digit margins or, double-digit margin? And can you estimate it with a profit number so that it helps us to analyze the profitability of the company going forward?
You are asking any reduction in the top 5 customers, sir?
And they are impact, because if the top 5 customers are automotive and the automotive industry is facing a headwind, will it impact the profit margins, which are currently near 11-12%, will it come down to 9 or 10%, or will they be maintained? And going forward, so what would be the steps taken if there is a reduction to improve the net profit margins to 15%?
OEM sale volumes, if it goes up, goes down, my cost will never change. So they are selling 10,000 cars this month, next month 5,000 cars. My cost is same, sir. They will not come to the T2 supplier to reduce any costing. Our costings will never change. That remains same. Whatever the volumes.
Okay, so sir, if the volumes remain the same, will our net profit margins increase in the next year?
Yeah, yes, sir.
So, to what guidance can you give from currently 11-12%, how much will they improvise to?
So, it will maintain 11-12 only, sir, because I need to see the depreciation also. We can come around 25-26 minimum EBITDA level, sir.
So currently, EBITDA is still at 25-26, and next year also the guidance would be on 25-26. So assuming that the year before this it was approximately 30%, but because of scaling, our EBITDA will reduce. Is that correctly to assume that?
Correct.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks.
The next question is from the line of Sahil Raj from Samdharya. Please go ahead. Mr. Sahil Raj, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there's no response, we'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Dhawa from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So I wanted to understand you're telling us that around 125 to 130 crores of revenue can be reached in FY25, and around 200 to 220 crores in FY26. So that's 65 to 70% of growth on FY25 numbers. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Around 55 to 60%. I said 190 to 200.
Right. And also about the EBITDA levels and the PAT percentage, I kind of missed out on it. Could you just guide for that as well?
We can meet EBITDA level 25-26. PAT, I need to come again with that depreciation.
Right.
Maybe minimum 10% will be that, sir, whatever it is.
Minimum 10% on the PAT?
Yeah.
Okay, and so I just need more clarification on the wind energy that the gear companies that we are planning to do. What is the status of that, as in how much CapEx we have already done or how much are we going to do in next year?
This is totally new vertical. So far we never started that business, only we ordered the machine. The first set of machine is still coming next year, September only. There is no CapEx available there.
So we have ordered the machines, right? What will be the cost of the machine?
Yeah, we have ordered the machines. Machines still not yet come, sir. Not yet ready, sir. It is 16 months delivery time, so those machines are.
Okay, and how much... So you mentioned that we can do the revenues for this. How much revenues are possible from this? You can be able to tell by January.
I can declare only on January, sir. As I told you, sir. December only get completed everything, project cost. So I can declare on January the revenue from that portion. Hello?
Okay.
Something we are discussing on the service charges, with material also. The raw material source we are looking from India. So those things, workings are going on.
Right, sir. And, okay, sir. So that's all from me, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hardik Gandhi from HPMG Shares and Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, yes, sir. Good evening.
Hello, good evening, sir. Thank you for the set of numbers. And sorry, I joined the call late, so I might ask some questions which might have been already answered. But as per our last discussion, what we discussed that, you know, eventually on a FY25 basis, we'll reach a monthly run rate of 12 crores. So is that still intact or have reduced the guidance from that?
Yeah, that is same intact, sir. That's, that is what you will delay the joining. 2 months around the delay in the implementing the new machineries. Otherwise, just everything going as per that.
Understood. So are we saying that, you know, going forward in the next 6 months, I'll ask the question. For the first two quarters, or the first half, were there any extraordinary reasons for a slowdown, or was it mainly a business-oriented slowdown? Like, were there any other one-time problems?
It's a one-time problem, sir. That is what I tell. Some of the machines from German got delayed. So initial investment starting the production is got delayed.
Okay. So the guidance has been shifted from earlier 140, approx of 140, 145 crore to 130 crore.
Yeah, that is 125 to 130, sir. Still we are trying to increase somewhat, putting more effort. otherwise 125 to 130.
Margins will remain intact, like at least 9 to 10%.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Understood. That's it from my end. I'll hear the con call, and if I have any questions, I'll ask online. That's all.
Thank
you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalavade for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Tiecasting Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.